I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Amen.
Amen.
Bow down your heads. Heavenly Father, your word is already anointed. Anoint these lips of clay. Ordain power in my mouth by the teaching of your word. Let souls be saved. Let lives be transformed. Let miracles happen for your people. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Clap it one more time. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So today, I want to continue on what we started last Wednesday. We are looking at seven covenant mysteries for the journey
2024.
From Matthew 25, verse 1 to 4, we realize that from every journey, there must be preparation for it. There are things you must carry with you if you are going to succeed in the journey ahead. There are things you must carry along. The Bible says that the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins, they took a journey, 10 virgins. They took a journey. When they were embarking on their journey, they needed to carry oil with them. So for every journey, there are things or there is something to carry along. So the journey 2024, there are things to carry along if you are going to experience victories on every side. So once again, I pray for everyone here that from now to the end of this year, may you experience victory on every side. Let me hear amen from this side of the church. And from the middle of the church. And from the back over there. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So we said the first thing you must have with you, the first covenant mystery, the first hidden secret you must have, which is a weapon for your victory this year, is divine presence. The mystery of abiding in his presence, which we saw from Exodus 33:14-15. We said when you abide in the presence of God, when you dwell with God every day, you will have rest, you will have protection, you will have provision, you will have victories on every side. Then we said number two, covenant mystery that you need if you will experience victory throughout this year, is the mystery of faith. You need to be a believer this year. You must believe that things are going to be well. Don't just pray. Don't just come to church. Don't just give offerings. But also believe in what you are doing. 1 John 5:4 says that he that is born of God overcomes the world, but this is what makes them overcome the world, even their faith. So your faith is what will make you prevail this year. So I pray for everyone here that this year you will be a faith-filled
believer. Oh, let me hear your amen. Let me hear your amen like you are in church. So you must have faith for whatever you are doing. Believe in the prophecies that will come to you from this altar. Believe in the teachings from this house. Believe in the givings. Believe in your prayer. Believe in whatever you are doing. Because you can only succeed in what you are doing if you have faith in it. For we said that faith is your shield. Faith is your purchasing power for answers to your requests. And then faith is your booster for miracles, signs, and wonders. We have looked at all that. Then we said number three, you need the covenant mystery of the sprinkling blood. If you will go through January to December without being harmed by the enemy, having victories, then you need the covenant blood of Jesus. Oh yes, it's a mystery. It's a hidden secret. If you will go free from the plans and the plots of the evil ones, then the blood of Jesus must play a key role in your life this year. I pray that from January to December, may you be safe in the name of Jesus. Amen. I said, may you be safe in the name of Jesus. Amen. May you go through this year without being harmed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So we said that we need the covenant of the blood because the blood is what washes us. According to Zechariah 9, 11 to 12, 1 John 1, 7 to 9, the blood washes us. We said the blood is for exemption. It will exempt us from all forms of attacks and evil. Exodus 12, verse 12. We also said the blood is for victory in warfare, which is Revelation 12 verse 11. It says they overcame by the blood. And so we also will overcome this year by the blood. May you overcome by the blood.
Amen.
I said, may you overcome by the blood.
Amen.
Let your amen be a resounding one.
Amen.
And so we advise that let every one of us practice the covenant of the blood by taking communion every time. Tell somebody, don't joke with communion in this church. When we are taking communion in this church, participate in it. Because you need the covenant of the blood to overcome every witch and wizard. To overcome the plans and the plots of the wicked one against your life. The Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Every angel of death, when they see the blood on your life, they will flee away from you. So this year, you must take the blood of Jesus. Because of the lack of enough resources, we can only give you once in a month, but it's not enough. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the verse number 25, Paul says that as often as you take it, that was the word of Jesus. As often as you do it to remember me, Jesus. So that means that we must take the blood of Jesus often. You can even take it every day. Tell somebody you can take communion every day. Communion is for the children of God. Tell him, communion is for the children of God. It's for the children of God. It is not for the children of God who have never sinned before. It's for every child of God, whether you have sinned before or not. Once you are a child of God, communion blood is for you. It is your covenant with Jesus. It is your covenant with God. So don't joke with the blood of Jesus. So we will give you once in a month over here. But you can also prepare it in your house. Prepare it in your house. What is communion? The other day, Jesus was drinking wine. Good wine. Soft wine. and then taking bread. On that day, then when it got to a time when they have eaten to a level, he stopped and he prayed on it and he gave it to them. And he says, this is my blood. That means that communion is a drink that you have prayed over. Communion is drink that you have prayed over. Bread that you have prayed over. That is what we call communion.
And only a friend of communion.
Drink or bread you have prayed over.
And
you have asked it to turn into the blood of Jesus and into the body of Jesus. It is a sign. It's a symbol. It represents the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus. So when you take the Coca-Cola and you mix it with water and you pray over it, the Lord, I ask that it should represent the blood of Jesus. It should turn into the blood of Jesus. This bread should turn into the body of Jesus. In the spirit, it will turn into the blood and the body of Jesus. Physically, you will be looking at Coca-Cola. But spiritually, God is seeing the blood of Jesus. And when you apply it on your head, it will mark your life. When you drink it, the blood of Jesus will enter into you. That is what Jesus did in Matthew 26, verse
26.
When you also do it, it will work for you. So do some in your house and be taken at least every week. Check it with your wife and children. Everybody should sit down, you pray over it, then you give them to take like Jesus did. It will wash every sickness from your blood. It will heal you of every disease. It will let every witchcraft attack against you will be disappointed. It will mark you for safety against accident. I pray that this year, may you carry the blood.
Amen.
I said, may you carry the blood. I said, may you carry the blood.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. So don't joke with the blood at all. And those of you who have been running away from communion, when we are taking it in church, it is a sign that you don't even believe you're a child of God. Once you are running from communion, it shows that you are not a Christian. Because every Christian takes communion. And when we get to heaven, we are going to take communion. Jesus said, I'll drink it with you new in my kingdom. So tell somebody that you will drink communion in heaven. Tell him. So just as you are dodging it here, will you dodge it in heaven? Ask him, the way you have been dodging it here, will you dodge it in heaven? So if you cannot drink it here, that means you are not going to heaven, because heaven there is no dodging. It's a sign you are not going to heaven, because you can't drink it here. Communion is not for people who have been baptized in water. If you go to foundation school and you are graduated, you know what I'm talking about. Communion is not for those who have done, how do they call that thing? Confirmation. It's not for confirmation.
And then when I wear confirmation, kuna the morning.
Which people did Jesus take the communion with? His disciples.
Yes,
including Judas of all people. If Judas can drink, you can drink.
So Judas, let me have communion.
Tell them one by if Judas they drink communion. Why you know they drink communion?
So Judas,
Judas is drinking the blood. You are running from the blood.
Judas, this
year you will not run away from communion. At least you have not betrayed Jesus. You have not sold Jesus for money. Have you sold Jesus for money? Judas, who even stole Jesus and took money, drank communion. What about you? You too, from today you drink communion. So communion is for a child of God, not for Muslims, not for Hindu, not for pagans. It's for children of God. As long as you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you are a child of God. As long as you believe that Jesus Christ died and was raised for you, you are a Christian. And if you are a Christian, you prove it by taking communion. Amen. Clap your two hands together. So if you think that
there is a sin in your life, you ask God for forgiveness so that Jesus will wash away your sins, and then you take the communion. Ask somebody, do you understand now? If you know that, oh, you have done something, only yes to be the deal, you say, oh, why you be Tiana? You ask him for forgiveness. You ask for forgiveness and ask that he will wash you clean. Because the mystery of the blood is the weapon you need for
2020.
Lift up your right hand and say, I need the blood. And I want the blood. Say, I am washed by the blood. I am protected by the blood. I am covered by the blood. Clap your two hands together for the blood. So let me do some quickly for today. I've done all this on Wednesday, so get the recording for free on the podcast. Amen.
Amen.
Number four. Covenant mystery that you need is the mystery of the anointing oil. Tell someone you need the anointing oil to succeed this year. That is why you must not be missing our Wednesday prayer service. Because we anoint ourselves every evening. And there are some of you, you came to the 31st, you have the oil I have anointed. It's already working miracles for people. The anointing oil is a mystery you must carry. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8. It says, let your garment remain pure and let your head never lack oil. Let your garment be pure and let your head never lack oil. Tell somebody by you, may your head not lack oil this year. Oh, come on, tell him, may your head not be dry with oil. May you have oil. Tell him, may you have oil. Clap your two hands together. May you have oil. Oil is very important. Matthew 25 verse 3 to 4, Bible says that the virgins, five of them carried extra oil. Five did not carry. Those who carried the oil, they were able to make it successfully for the party. Those who didn't carry the oil, they were locked behind them. So this year, if you are going to succeed, you need oil. The difference to be clear, those who carry the anointing and those who don't carry the anointing. If your business will do well, you need the anointing of God on your life. If your marriage will work, you need the anointing of God. If your financial life will change, you need the anointing of God to come upon you. If you will be preserved, like the way oil protects metals and oil protects food, on the surface of your food, you put oil on it to preserve. If you are going to be protected, then one of the things that you need is the anointing of God. So I pray for 150 people here right now that may the anointing of God rest upon you this year. If your amen is loud, you will be covered by the anointing. You will be covered by the anointing. Say, I'm covered by the anointing of God. Clap your two hands together. So the anointing of God, what does it do for you? It protects you, number one. Number two, it breaks every yoke. Isaiah 10 verse 27. It says that, for by the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. That means that family yokes will be broken. Marital yokes can be broken by the anointing. Academic yokes can be broken by the anointing. Anything that is troubling your life is answerable to the anointing. So I pray for you that this year you will catch the anointing. The anointing of God will come upon you.
Amen.
The anointing to be rich will come upon you.
Amen.
The anointing to marry will come upon you. The anointing to travel will come upon you. For whatever you need this year, may you carry the oil for it.
Amen.
Put your hand on your head and say, I carry oil. Say, I carry the anointing of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Do it better, do it better.
On 7 years, Emeraldy.
The anointing empowers. Acts 1 verse 8, it says that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power. You shall receive power. That means that when the oil comes upon you, it gives you power. So this year, may you have power to conquer. May you have power to prevail against every opposition of your life. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Say, I need the power of the Holy Spirit. For whatever you want to achieve, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. Even prosperity. Bible says that it is God that giveth us power to prosper. That means that even to get money, there is power that brings money. That is why Solomon encountered God in a dream and got the power. When he got the power, money started coming to his hands. That is why people go to fetish priests and shrines to give them power to get money. Because even to get money, it comes with power. I'm glad to let you know that power belongs to God. So I declare that power is coming upon you right now. From today, whatever you touch, money will start coming to your hands. I said, whatever you do, money will start coming to your hands. Wherever you go, money will start chasing you. Those of you who want to marry, there is power that changes you from single to married. I declare that power is coming upon you. Those of you who want to do business, I declare the power for business is coming upon you. Those of you who want to travel, receive the favor and the power for traveling. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it 3 times. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. The anointing gives speed. You are able to break through opposition and friction by the anointing. 1 Kings 18:46. Can you imagine trying to hold someone who has poured oil on his body, trying to hold the person? Is it possible? Oh, come on, talk to me. Is it possible? Is it possible to grab someone who is loaded with oil? Like, he has poured oil on his skin, not wearing any dress, and you are holding him. Is it possible? It's not possible. It makes life easy for you. When you pour oil on metals, it breaks friction. When the metals rub on themselves, they break friction. Do you know friction? You say, this is friction. This is friction. I'm moving my shoe against it and it's not going. It's called friction. It's the opposing force that exists between two surfaces. Now, when you pour oil in between two surfaces, it breaks the opposing force. So you see that once you pour the oil, once you step on oil, you're on the floor. From today, your enemies cannot control you.
Amen.
Your amen can be a better one.
Amen.
I said from today, the oil of God is all over on you.
Amen.
Witches cannot stop you.
Amen.
Demons cannot stop you.
Amen.
Principalities cannot stop you.
Amen.
No friction or opposition around you will be able to stop the manifestation of your blessing this year. They said when they try, they will fail.
Amen.
I said when they try, they will fail.
Amen.
Announce to somebody, you carry oil.
I carry oil.
And no demon can stop you this year. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Say, I carry oil. It makes your life smooth. No friction. Some of you, your life is not smooth at all. So suffering. Things don't happen for you smoothly. You have to wrestle for everything. From today, that friction is over. Because you are going to carry the mystery of the oil like the wise virgins. You will carry the mystery of the oil for this year's journey. How many of you can see that the oil is very important?
Yeah.
The oil is very, very important. It will lessen your efforts. It will lessen your stress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran. That is the anointing. The anointing of God came upon Elijah, and Elijah overtook those who have gone ahead of him. Some of you, it looks like you are delaying in life. All your mates are in the university. You are still marking time. Even if you are not going to school, you are not even doing anything productive with your life. Your friends have become madams and masters in their
field.
You are now going to start learning something. It looks like you have delayed in life. When the hand of God, when the oil of God comes upon you, it gives you speed. So I prophesy over 100 people here who are catching up with those who have left you.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. Financially, you look at yourself, the amount of money you control, and you look at your friends. Your friends are richer than you. But I prophesy over your life that by the anointing of God, you are catching up those who have gone ahead.
Amen.
You are catching up with those who have gone ahead. You are catching up with those who have gone ahead. And you are overtaking them. Say, I catch up and I overtake. Say, I catch up with my friends and I overtake. Say, I catch up with my colleagues and I overtake. Say, by the oil of God, I run past those who have gone ahead. I run past. Say, my business is overtaking. Say, my academic life is overtaking. Say, financially, I'm taking over. Say, business-wise, I'm taking over. Say, maritally, I'm taking over. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Clap your two hands together.
Come, send me a little more
miracle. When that anointing comes upon you, and you are running, you run with speed, and you overtake. It makes life easy for you. Okay, that is where people dated for 4 years, 5 years. I even know people who have dated for 6 years. 6 years before they have married. Some didn't even marry.
See,
when you have delayed, and God is giving you marital speed, you don't get a beloved who say, let's date for 2 years. Again. Abba. 6 years and because they got ways to two become. Not just a minkwa machimpra 8 years. Aden. You see, when God is bringing you marital speed,
so when you go our
he will bring you somebody who can marry you in the matter of 2 months, 3 months. You just meet you say, I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's go see pastor.
Where are you ready? Where am I ready?
Like Coco. No, let's know ourselves. 2 years. That is what we call marital speed. And when you marry in that way, when you go to honeymoon or pack, you are pregnant. Say speed. And when you go and check the scan, pack 3 children. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, see, this is a blessing. You are saying A because you are young. You are saying A because you have not delayed. We are 23, 24. But Obi Oho no more. Oye nya 40 years. And your friends are Oko Obi take it 2 years. Da uba bako. E take it 2 years. Da uba bako. Nimfefwa kone ni mejano. Nimfefwa kome ni mejano. So such a person, she needs the favor that I'm talking about. The favor that one pregnancy can bring 3 children without struggle. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Telling you, that is the prayer of somebody. You are here, you can't even believe it. That's the prayer of somebody. Somebody have been married for like 5 years, Oniba, 10 years, Oniba. Sadly, Pano, in Paba, all born one child. Say radin kami kui mami five.
Yeah, quintuplet.
Mami five. Mami four. Mami. Anybody here who seem to be marking time, Usha won't fear what crosses 30, 31, 32, 35. It looks like you must marry this year. Listen, I'm praying for you that your marriage will not be normal in the name of Jesus. May God make you meet someone who can marry you in the matter of months. May God give you someone who will impregnate you right from the beginning of the marriage. And may God give you twins and triplets and quadruplets and all that. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
If you are a student, you are receiving it. Be very careful. One kasa who goes to school, I receive it. And now when I'm in a work, I come on to. I'm talking about those whose friends are laughing at them. I'm talking about those whose family members when they meet and they come there. I don't know about no. Copy all the. This year you have yours.
Amen.
And you have it in a beautiful speed, the beautiful way.
Amen.
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 And you say it comes by the anointing, the mystery. So you see, this year, make sure that you carry the mystery of the oil. Be a wise virgin. Don't journey this 2024 the way you did last year. Make sure that this year the nyamingo sa eye juma mau. Sa business no. Say the business ni konda ben ebe ye. Up till now why juma up till now ugususwa. Up till now uniwa shop. At your age, uye nya 40, you don't have your own shop. Ugususwa nyoma ugusuti table so. When will you also become master? When will you also become madam? I pray for speed in your business. I pray for speed in your line of profession. Clap your two hands together for them.
Now
that is what the mystery of the oil does for us. Do you like it? Then it will work for you. Now, one other mystery that you need for this year, which is mystery number five, is the mystery of tithing. Don't be a foolish virgin and try to live 2024 the way you did last year. Without the mystery of
tithe.
God ordained tithe for his children so that he, God, can bless his children with money. So any child of God that says that, as for me, I want money, but I will not pay tithe. You don't understand. Bible calls you a thief. Malachi 3 verse 8. It says that you are a thief.
But now you are reform.
That you, me, I, God says that you can only get money as a child by paying tithe. And you say you don't pay tithe, but you want to get money. God calls you a thief.
He said
that you have robbed me. All of you. In tithe and offerings.
He said
that you are an armed robber.
We are armed robber.
Thief.
How
do you call it? Balao or something. Balao. Is it Balao? He says that if you're a Christian, ask the one by you that, are you a tither? Or you are a Balao?
And now you are Balao. Or you are Kronfo.
Are you a tither or you a thief?
Now,
this is the reason why today you go to work, you get money. Tomorrow, no money. Now I won't
tell you.
Today, small money. Tomorrow, I won't tell you. Money doesn't stay in your hand.
He can't mean to now.
Before the next money comes, this one should finish first. How can you be rich like that? How? Say, this is the canas come when someone is for rubber. Some of you, once you get money, there will be hospital bill.
Pharmacy.
Hospital. Once you get money, your mother will call
you.
Your father will call you from the village. What? Any money makes mistake to come into your hands. Once money comes into your hands, it looks like something must happen for you to lose the money. It is because you are not a tither. Look at verse 10. It says, bring all the tithes.
my storehouse so that there will be food in the house of God. He said that when you do this, I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
It's
scriptural. This year, I know you are praying that God should help you. I know that you are fasting that God should help you. I know that you are believing God that things should work for you. But faith without works is dead. This is what will bring money into your hand. This is what God has ordained that it will make money stay in your hand. Otherwise, when money comes, something will take it away. But when you are tithing, God protects your finances. Look at verse 11. He says that, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, that he will not destroy the fruit. He says that if you pay tithe, he will stop the devourer that destroys your money. Hey, there is a spirit that makes money leave your hands. And one of the ways the spirit is able to do that is when you don't pay tithe. But Bible says that when you pay tithe, God will stop that demon. He will not use the sickness of your mother to render you poor. God will not allow it. He will not use the sickness of your children to render you poor. He will not let fire fall into the shop. The only shop you are eating for, then fire will fall into it. He said, I will stop the destroyer. But if you don't pay tithe, he will watch the destroyer to destroy it. Listen to me, the money you have been holding in your hands today, you would have been having more if you were tithing. You would have been richer than what you think you are. Your whole problem is that you are not faithful with God. He gave you fruit. You ate the fruit and ate the seed. If you eat the seed, will you get another fruit? You have to sow the seed. And tithe is the seed in your fruit. You can't eat mango fruit and chew the seed on top. Then mango will get finished in the world. In the same way, when God gives you any salary, 100 cedis. That 10 cedis is for God. If it gives you 500 cedis gift, that 50 cedis is for God. We calculate it's 10%. Tithe means 10%. Abraham gave God a tithe. Genesis 14. And the Bible says that, and the priest, the pastor, blessed him. Abraham kept increasing. You need the mystery of tithe. Tell somebody about you. You need the mystery of tithe. Some of you last year, this is the reason why you struggled. Because you ate your tithe. You used it to buy prepaid. You used it to pay school fees. You used your tithe to do something. But I pray that this year you'll be wise. This year you'll be a wise virgin. You will carry the mystery of Titan. Say, I'll be a tighter this year. Say, I will be a true tighter this year.
And
listen to me, if you are doing, do it well. One of the things God doesn't like is people say, I'll do. They don't do it well. The thing is called tight. Tithe means 10%. It is not what you like. It is what the Bible has said. So you calculate it 10%. If it is one city, just bring it. If it is 10 cities, just bring it. If it is 100 cities, don't run from it. If it is 1,000 cities, be truthful to God. Because God watches your truthfulness to the tithe. This year, you will be rich. Somebody missed it. I said, this year, you will be successful. But don't let tithe stop you. Because if you don't pay tithe, your life will be tight. But if you pay your tithe, you are released to
success.
I can only teach you what the Bible has said. That's all. He says, I will send a blessing upon you. Malachi 3:10, he says, do this as if I don't open the windows and send you a blessing. That means that when you pay tithe, you get a blessing to be rich. And it's the blessings of God that makes one rich. So when you pay tithe, he gives you that blessing he gave Solomon to be rich. Because Solomon was a tither. Somebody's changing levels. And then somebody's changing levels. So when you pay tithe, it will give you escape from a curse. Because the Bible says that you are cursed with a curse. But if you pay tithe, it says, I'll bless you. If you pay tithe, it will protect your investment. If you pay tithe, it gives you access to the blessings that brings prosperity. That is it. That's the mystery of tithing. That it makes the small in your hands become plenty. But if you don't pay tithe, the small in your hands will get finished. Because you have one mango, you eat the mango fruit plus the seed. You have no more mangoes. But once you sow the seed, you are sure of future mangoes. Tell somebody by you, as you are busily eating your tithe, you are eating your future prosperity. Tell him, as you are busily spending your time, you are spending your future money. As you are eating your eggs, you are eating your chicken. Don't say, why is it that my poultry farm is not growing? You are eating the eggs. You are selling the eggs. So you have few poultry. Now, this is why a lot of Christians are suffering. They will come and pray 40 days. Higher. 8 hours prayer turn. Bless me. But God gave a simple instruction. That when it comes to money, pay tithe and offering, and I, the Lord, will increase what you have. Even when Jesus came, Jesus repeated it. He said, give before it will be given to you. If you don't give, it will not be given to you. That's how money comes. Money doesn't come through fasting and prayer. Tell somebody, money doesn't come through fasting and
prayer.
Your business will start going down if you are not a tither. It's true. And your business will be bigger than it is if you were paying tithe. If you were paying tithe, it will be bigger than it is. Clap your two hands together for me. How many of us are going to carry the mystery of tithing this year? As you take the communion, as you use the anointing oil, don't forget the tithing. Because that is what guarantees your financial liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the mystery of kingdom service. The mystery of kingdom service. Exodus 23:25, you shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. This year, may you be a kingdom servant. Do something in the house of God. Win souls like you saw this morning. It's a way to serve God. You shall serve God and he shall bless you. Be a soul winner. Just invite your friends to church. Every Sunday, tell one of them, Charlie, go and escort me to church. Just invite people to church. It's one of the ways to serve God. For a free blessing. A free blessing. He said, I'll take sickness. It's a way to have good health. Free blessings. You multiply your food and your water. Your bank account. Free blessing. Be a soul winner. Pray for the church. When you come and we are lifting prayer points for the church, get involved. If you can be coming here Friday, midnight, 11 p.m., come and do all night with us. We pray for the church. It's a way to serve God. It's a way to serve God. Join a group in the church. Be an instrumentalist. Be a chorister. Be an usher. Come and mop and clean the church. Come and sweep the church. Ask the one by you, what do you do in the church? Oh, come on, help me. Ask the one, what do you do in the church? It's the key. Tell him it's the key. It's the key to what you will become in life. It's the key to what you can become in this life. It's the key to what you can become in this life. It's the key to what you can become. Do something in the house of God. My dear, do something in the house of God. Join the media team. Sit behind the computers. Move the sound buttons. Take the camera. Do something. Serve in the house of God. You'll not be paid money. But you'll be paid blessings. And it is the blessing of the Lord that makes one rich. Tell somebody, you will survive this year. You will survive.
Amen.
You will be successful this year. So do something in church. Clap your two hands together. Job 36:11 says, if they serve me, they shall spend their days in prosperity. So when you serve God, what do you have? It attracts God's blessings. It gives you divine health. It secures your protection and preservation. It provokes fruitfulness and prosperity. All in Job 36:11 and Exodus 23:25. Then the final one. The final one. It's the mystery of sacrifice. Psalm 50 verse 5. The mystery of sacrifice. This year, as you carry the mystery of the anointing oil, as you carry the mystery of faith, as you carry the mystery of tithes, as you carry the mystery of the blood, as you carry the mystery of kingdom service, as you carry the mystery of the anointing oil, as you carry the mystery of his presence, also carry the mystery of kingdom, also carry the mystery of sacrifice. Sacrifice.
But for real,
giving something that is big to God. This is bigger than tithes. Look at what Solomon did. 1 Kings
3.
Let me read this Psalm. Psalm 55. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Who are the people God says they should be gathered for him? Those who have made covenants by
sacrifice.
Do you have a covenant by sacrifice for this year? Can I shock you? Do you know that it's a new year? How many of you know it's a new year? Do you know we are in a new year? Do you know that by this time, all Illuminati, blood money, Sakawa, witches, wizards, do you know that by this time they have all done their sacrifice? For the year. Once you enter into the year, your leader will tell you that you have to sacrifice this, that, for the... Once you sacrifice, it's for the year. So as they have crossed over, by this time, witches have sacrificed.
By this time, I've been born for
you. And these are the people you are doing business with. They are the people looking for the same customers. They have gone to bury the things they have to bury already. They have gone to sprinkle the blood they have to sprinkle. By this time, they have offered the sacrifice for a higher level of power already. Why won't they be selling while you are not selling? Why won't they be making sales and you'll be running at loss? Why won't they be getting the best things on the market? Why won't their life look as though it's more glorious than yours? Ask the one by you, have you sacrificed for 2024? Have you done your sacrifice? Your enemies have done their so. Why wouldn't they be chasing you in your dreams? They have done theirs. And you are here to do yours. Don't joke with sacrifice. When you get the opportunity, sacrifice. Because in the realm of the spirit, it is the way to the top. Witches have to survive. That's why they kill you. You are their child, but they still kill you. The reason is because it is sacrifice. It's the principle. That's the only way they will become the queen mother. They have to send your womb. Otherwise, they will not be given. They can't send a stranger. It doesn't carry blood. It doesn't carry enough point. Your own child. You see that your mother will be crying with you. Oh, God. But in the middle of the night, she will still send you. The reason is because in the spirit, the ball game is different. Somebody will just be laughing with you. Your close friend. But when he steps into the spirit, he doesn't know you. The way to get to the top is to use somebody close. So ask a child of God, what sacrifice have you done for this year? Make sure that as you carry the other 6 things I've taught you, you carry the mystery of sacrifice. When you get the opportunity, we say, oh, get up, give whatever towards the church building. This year, don't say last year you gave. Don't say last year I did this. No. Sacrifice is renewable. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 4. Solomon went to sacrifice 1,000 sheep, 1,000 goats, 1,000 cattle, 1,000 camel. Thousand. Can you imagine the amount of blood that would be there? 1,000 sheep, 1,000 goats, 1,000 oxen, 1,000 cattle. Wow. Then God said, no. Who is that? Then God came to his dream and said, because of what you have done, ask me whatever you want. God is only looking for sacrificial people. That is how it is done. This year, I believe that you will move forward. I believe you will go higher. I believe you will become greater than last year. It depends on your sacrifice. Tell the one, but it depends on you. What are you willing to sacrifice for the Lord this year? Start thinking about it and praying about it. Because you will get a chance someday. You must sacrifice to the Lord. Every time you come for prayer meetings, you'll be given opportunities to be sowing certain small seeds. Don't joke with such givings. This is the way to the top. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I've taught you the 7 covenant mysteries. To the top. This year, the journey will be smooth.
After 2024,
let me hear your amen. I said, this year, the journey will be smooth for you. I said, this year, your journey will be smooth for you.
Amen.
Your way will be clearer for you. Doors shall be open for you. Signs and wonders shall happen for you. Prosperity will come your way. The Lord's goodness will show in your life. Because you'll be a tighter, you will sacrifice, you will carry oil. You will engage the mystery of his presence and the blood of Jesus and faith and kingdom service. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or
0241 372 895. God richly bless you.